Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on, everybody? Sports Radio 94 WIP. Francisco Rojas here with you the day after Christmas. And just want to wish all of you very happy holidays. Day after Christmas, day after the first day of Hanukkah, and just days closer to the new year in 2025, where your fightings will have a new year and hopefully a new season where they can shake these demons of the last couple of years and go get a World Series in 2025. And it being the day after Christmas, I want to talk to you guys about how I was keeping it kind of a secret, but I wrote a Christmas list for Santa. I told him what I wanted. There were 10 things that I asked for. I didn't want to ask for too much because, you know, I'm too old to be asking for, you know, like 30 things like I used to do from Santa when I was a little kid. I used to, you know, write out a whole list, send a whole list, like 30 to 40 things that I wanted. No, you know what? I was like, all right, let me not be spoiled. Let me not piss Santa off. I sent him 10 things that I wanted. For the Phillies specifically. All I wanted this year was for the Phils. I want a World Series, obviously. But I want a World Series so bad that I said, screw all the other Christmas gifts I could potentially get from Santa. And I want Phillies only items. I don't mean like merchandise or anything. I mean like players, you know, Cy Youngs, MVPs, World Series, obviously. Bounce back seasons for certain players. It's all stuff like that. I'm going to get into that in a couple of minutes. But before that, because that's pretty much today's show for the most part, let's get to the latest news updates regarding your fightings. And the first thing, it just happened, you know, kind of hours after I recorded on Monday. Or I think it was just like hours after I recorded on Monday. But the Phillies signed, I guess, potential swingman, Joe Ross, who I guess was that for Milwaukee last year, has struggled with injuries the last couple of years. And pitched for Milwaukee last season and is back. And he's back with the Phillies this time. He, you know, pitched for Milwaukee last year at 25 appearances, made 10 starts. So again, like I said, it was a swingman, it looked like, from Milwaukee, and now is going to potentially be a swingman for your Phils, and he signs a 1-year, $4 million deal. So Phils adding some depth to, you know, potential rotation, just like kind of how Spencer Turnbull was last season, and now some depth to the bullpen as well with Joe Ross. Dave Dombrowski recently spoke to reporters on a Zoom call, and there were a couple of things that I took away from it. I'm not going to tell you everything about it because it wasn't, you know, a good portion of it really wasn't worth getting into. You know, talked about Lizardo, talked about Joe Ross, but not enough to talk about there. But there were a few things to take away. He did say he likes the everyday lineup that the Phillies have right now, and he said that he's kind of alluded to this offseason in general, but he said that he likes the everyday lineup right now as is, and it looks like that's what it's going to be. I would guess the more and more Dave talks about these things, you know, in particular case, the lineup here, I would assume that the Phillies probably aren't going to make any more moves, regarding this lineup. So that's the first thing I took away, is that Dave said that he likes the everyday lineup, and I would assume that that's what it's going to be. So number one, got to get used to this is probably going to be the everyday lineup, and we'll get into it as the offseason goes about and as we get closer to opening day. But looks like the Phillies, what they added in Max Kepler here, is probably all they're going to do for the most part, unless anything pops up out of nowhere. The plan for Andrew Painter. Remember, get excited about Painter. It's our number one prospect. Well, Aiden Miller is, but you know, Painter was one of the top prospects in baseball, you know, before the Tommy John. And here he is back. And Dombrowski said, I think it was Jim Salisbury who asked him for an update on Painter and what the potential plan would be for this year. And Dave Dombrowski said that plan remains the same for Painter. And he said that they're not going to pitch him in spring training. So I guess we're not going to see him in the spring at all. But which probably alludes to more he will be a call-up for later in the season. That's my surmise there. So we'll probably see him later in the season. So they're not pitching him in spring training. And the last thing is, Dave said the bullpen is well set at this time. He was asked about the bullpen. And feels like he likes the bullpen the way it is now. It feels like the bullpen, or it feels like Jeff Hoffman is not going to come back. Feels like the way that Dombrowski described the bullpen, and I think Tim Kelly asked him about a potential, you know, relievers, him signing relievers to 2-year deals and stuff like that. Jeff Hoffman's going to get more than a 1-year deal. I think he'll get something from some team. I don't think Jeff Hoffman's coming back. I don't think Dave Dombrowski's going to give Hoffman more than, you know, a 1 or 2 year deal, and Hoffman will be looking for more than that. So feels like Jeff Hoffman is not coming back. That's what it feels like right now. So those are my takeaways from Dave Dombrowski's recent Zoom call that he had with the reporters and the media. Okay. I teased a couple of minutes ago about me hitting up Santa this year. I know I'm almost 30. But look, Santa told me last year that I can keep sending Christmas lists until I'm 30. I'm not 30 yet. I'm 30 in 6 days, actually. Birthday's on New Year's Eve. But he told me, you can have a Christmas list one more time. So I said, Santa, I'm going to ask you for 10 things, because I didn't want to be too rude and I didn't want to be too pushy. I didn't want to send them like 30, 40 things, because there's a lot of things I want for this Phillies team. There could be a lot of things. And I'm sure there's a lot of things you wanted from Santa. But this is what Santa got me. All right. And I'll tell you what he did get me. And then I'll tell you, unfortunately, what he did not get me. Number one, I looked under the tree. It was the first thing I saw. It was a nice wrap present in red with a bunch of Phillies peas on it. It was really nice. I was excited. I was like, ooh, so what's Santa got for me? First thing he got for me, an all-around consistent season from Nick Castellanos. From the regular season until the playoffs. Santa gave me his statistics for this upcoming year. And he gave me his splits, his monthly splits. And Casty did not have... He did not have a month with an OPS below 750. Because this is something that he has struggled with in the past. Right? Is Castellanos has struggled with the consistencies. I'm looking at his splits from last year. A 521 OPS in the month of April. 706 OPS in May. Better, but still not great. Rest of the way, pretty good. 810, 789, 810, 858 OPS in June, July, August, and September. And Santa said, you're not going to get a month where an OPS is below 750. And it was beautiful. It was a 25 home run, 95 RBI season from Castellanos, 35 doubles. It was beautiful. That's what Santa told me, Nick Castellanos. I asked him for a consistent season from Nick Castellanos. He gave me those numbers. I was excited. I'm obviously still excited. Those are the numbers that we're going to get from Nick Castellanos this year. That's what Santa gave me. Second thing that Santa gave me under the tree, he gave me a bounce back season from Bryson Stott at the plate. He said the injury that Stott was dealing with last year that was affecting his ability to hit the fastball. And this was a note he gave me, by the way, right? It was a note. He was telling me this is what's going to happen. Because the baseball card was from Castellanos with his numbers from 2025. The second one here is a bounce back season from Bryson Stott. The elbow affected him last year, and he's going to have a bounce back season. It's going to hit closer to 300. He's going to have an OPS plus above league average. He's going to be better at the plate. That's the second thing Santa got me. Third thing Santa got me, a Zach Wheeler Cy Young Award in 2025. He gave me a Zach Wheeler Cy Young Award, and it was beautiful. He gave me the replica of what he's going to get next year. A replica 2025 Zach Wheeler Cy Young Award. Wheeler finished second this past season. He finished second in 2021. And he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball since he came to Philadelphia. You all know that. I don't even have to tell you that. And he gets his Cy Young Award in 2025. Santa gave me this replica Cy Young Award. Can't really show it to anybody. Santa told me if I take a picture of it, he's going to take it back. And Wheeler's not going to get it in 2025. So Wheeler, Cy Young Award. Fourth thing. Another replica. He gave me a Bryce Harper Gold Glove. Harp, top three in outs above average this year. You saw how good he played when he was on the field. The metrics backed up. The eye test. Harp's going to get a Gold Glove at first base in 2025. I got the replica, whatever you want to call it, the award. It was beautiful. And I had Bryce Harper's name on it. It was fantastic. Fifth thing that Santa got me, back-to-back good Aaron Nola seasons. Again, just like Castellanos, they got the baseball card. He gave me Aaron Nola's baseball card for 2025. It was a Topps 2025 Series 1. It was beautiful. It was a 340 ERA. And in another 200 and two-thirds innings pitched with an ERA plus of 120. You know, I told Santa, I was like, look, man, I'm tired of Aaron Nola and his consistently inconsistent baseball career. You look at his 2018 season, where that season he honestly, you know, and a lot of other seasons he wins a Cy Young. But in every other season since then, you look at his year-to-year splits, it's 237 ERA in 2018, finishes third in Cy Young Award voting. 2019, ERA closer to four. Not a bad season, but it was an okay season from Aaron Nola. Maybe good for other pitchers, but someone that's elite like Aaron Nola that he's supposed to be. ERA closer to four. 2020, whatever. I mean, look, 2020 was the COVID shortened season. 2021, ERA, above 4.5 in 180 innings. Lowest amount of innings since 2017. Not the same Nola in 21. 22, bounce back year. Great year from Nola. 23, not a great year from Nola. Right there with 21, with one of his worst years. And in 24, very solid year from Aaron. Even got Cy Young Award votes. Finished just outside the top 10 in 11th Cy Young Award voting. But he had a good year. But he told me you're going to get another back-to-back Aaron Nola good seasons for the first time in his career, basically. Almost. I mean, 17, he had a good year, too. What Santa did not get me. I know we're going to have to close out here on a bad note. You know what Santa did not get me? I asked for a World Series trophy in 2025, and I hate to do this and be negative, but I got to be honest. I don't feel like I was on the naughty list. I mean, I'm asking for a lot of this stuff on behalf of Phillies fans too. Maybe you're not asking for the Bryce Harper Gold Glove, but I am. I want Harper to add to his MVP that he won a couple of years ago. And there's a couple of All-Star appearances and what he's going to do in a Phillies uniform. I want a Gold Glove. But anyway, he did not give me a World Series trophy in 2025. And that's the biggest bummer. I mean, it trumps everything else. World Series trophy in 2025. I didn't get it. And he left me a note. He told me why. He said, look, this team needs to figure out their mindset in the playoffs. It's not just baseball. And that Dave Dombrowski needs to figure out. Maybe it's not necessarily his fault, but something with the front office, something somewhere needs to give. But it's really the players themselves, the superstar players. And Santa in that note said, your superstars got to figure it out. Your Trey Turners, your Nick Castellanos, even though, yes, he had a good NLDS, but he needs to figure it out. Your Kyle Schwarbers, he said, screw that leadoff home run in game one. They all need to come together and figure out how to win baseball games from the offensive perspective in the postseason. But he says they're not going to figure it out in 2025. We're not getting that World Series trophy, unfortunately. A couple of other things I didn't get. I was a little bummed. A big Alec Boehm year in 2025. And I'm not surprised. It was something nice that, you know, Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson said they're anticipating a big year now from all these rumors. Yeah, it doesn't feel like Boehm is just going to have like a ginormous year. It doesn't feel like he's going to have a breakout year where he's like one of the best third basemen in baseball. It doesn't feel that way. Santa didn't get me that. Didn't get me an Alec Boehm big year in 2025. I don't blame you, Santa. One thing I asked for, and I know a lot of people have been complaining about this, you know, since he's been here. He did not get me an improved defensive shortstop in Trey Turner. Trey has not been a great defensive shortstop. He's been bad while he's here, really bad. I've tried to defend Trey as much as I could, but I can't defend him from a defensive perspective. Like, I think I can defend him from an offensive perspective. I think he's, yes, he's kind of been up and down, but I think if you look at his overall numbers, he's been pretty good. But an improved defensive shortstop in Trey Turner, I really wanted it, and we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it, unfortunately. Two more that I didn't get. A re-signed Jeff Hoffman. I really want to feel secure about this bullpen. And I just didn't get this. I just, you know, Santa didn't leave me a note and tell me why, but I can surmise why. A re-signed Jeff Hoffman. Like I talked about already, you know, in the open. Doesn't feel like Hoffman's coming back. Yeah, I think he's going to want a longer-term deal. Not a 5 to 10 year deal, but maybe like a 3 to 4 year deal with the team. Kind of like Clay Holmes got with the Mets. 3 years, $38 million. Maybe a relief return starter, which is probably gonna what they're doing with Clay Holmes. Maybe that happens to Hoffman. Maybe it doesn't. Doesn't feel like Hoffman is going to be re-signed. He didn't get it for me. Santa did not get that for me. Fifth thing that Santa didn't get for me. And man, this is something that if he just improved upon, maybe would probably be an everyday outfielder for the Phils. And I thought would have had a breakout year last year. Brandon Marsh to have a decent year at the plate this year versus lefties. A decent year. I didn't ask Santa Claus for a ginormous year from Brandon Marsh, where Kyle Schwarber was hitting lefties better than he was righties last year. I wasn't asking for that. I was asking for a decent year. You know, an average OPS with just a decent slash line against lefties. That's all I wanted. And Santa said no. I'm thinking this is what Santa said. He didn't leave me a note, like I said, but maybe I didn't leave out the milk and cookies. Maybe that would have helped Santa say, hey, maybe you'll get this. But I asked for Brandon Marsh to have a decent year against lefties at the plate this year, and Santa did not get it for me. On the baseball card, it said a 200 average against lefties this year and a 675 OPS. That's what I get. What'd you ask for Santa from this year regarding the Phillies? I would love to know. Would love to know from you. Figured this might be a fun exercise. And it was fun, but also wasn't fun because I feel like a lot of things I didn't get, you know, I feel like they kind of trump some of this other stuff. Zach Wheeler Cy Young's great, but a World Series is a lot better. Let's be real. Bounce back season for Bryson Stott's great. Honestly, yeah, I don't know. You get it. The World Series just trumps it all there. But anyway, that is, you know, that's what I opened yesterday. That's what I opened yesterday from Santa. And, hey, hopefully, maybe Santa's wrong. I don't know. Maybe the Grinch comes down and he steals the World Series from the Dodgers who are trying to win back-to-back World Series and he gives it to the Phillies. Maybe he does that. He's a mean one, but we don't care. We threw snowballs at Santa Claus and the Grinch is going to come steal the World Series trophy from the Dodgers. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Phillies Today, a holiday edition of Phillies Today. I'll be back in a couple of days to talk more Phils, and we will we'll get into your fightings as offseason goes on. So thank you for tuning in to Phillies 24/7, Phillies Today, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.